right at the Swamp Sec. First thing on the agenda is committee appointments. All council members have the current list, and just want to know if everybody's comfortable where they're at, or if they want to change a spot, or if there's a committee that they're not able to serve on, they'd like to move somewhere else or drop it. Everybody comfortable with where they're at?
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Okay, next one is ordinance to amend OMC, chapter 12.16.
We have a long agenda tonight, so I'll be brief. The issue before the city council is, will you consider changing ordinance 12.16, private use of city fire hydrants? The issue is one of accountability to the city. Basically, we don't have accountability for the fire hydrant meters that we lend, loan, or charge developers. It's taken us over a year to recover a fire hydrant or two. Some of them come back damaged, broken. When we go out and inspect, the heads are broken on. That's the part that spins. It accounts for the water flow through it. So we are trying to tighten up the ordinance by charging a deposit, and I'll run through the list at the top. The two sides of the current and what's proposed, the current ordinance says that they will register at City Hall with the City Utility Billing Department, and that will not change in the new ordinance. The registration says currently they do not have to have a utility billing account. However, the new ordinance that's being proposed identifies that they will have to have a utility billing account. The refundable deposit for a 1-inch and a 3-inch meter currently are both $50. Staff is proposing for a 1-inch meter that deposit, refundable deposit, is increased to $300 for 1-inch and $500 for a 3-inch. If the person that uses our hydrant meter fails to return, there's currently nothing in the ordinance that accounts for that, says they have to return. The proposed ordinance says that if not returned by the date that they sign that they'll return it by, then they are presumed to have purchased the meter. Now that presents one small problem, and that is that the city has purchasing power. We can buy these meters at a very substantially reduced cost. The developers can't pay. They can't pay. They're not eligible for it. So what we'd like to do in the current proposed ordinance is to charge a 15% increase in whatever we pay per meter. That eliminates contractors from using our purchasing power to buy meters at our price. Inspection, the current ordinance says it must be brought back intact. We're adding intact and in full working order to the proposed ordinance. Return and deposit, the current ordinance says yes, the deposit is returned, and the proposed ordinance, it also says yes, it's returned if it's in good working order. The charges, currently there's a $330 minimum charge plus volume water usage. And that's a one-time $30 fee. We're proposing that that's increased to $50, and it basically becomes a monthly annual rental fee of $50 plus minimum water volume charges. The current ordinance says basically we read the meter when we hand it out, and supposedly when we get it back in, we read it. What's happened in the past is we don't get it back in, so whatever volume that they've used, we don't account for it. That's part of the loss, and if you look at our chart that shows water pumped each month versus water billed, there's that gap there, and this is part of that gap. We're proposing that, and Public Works had agreed, that they will read the meters monthly, and that will go to utility billing, and month. The current ordinance does not address private meters, and we have some developers that are using private meters, and virtually, again, there's no accountability for the water. In the proposed ordinance, the private meters are not permitted for use, only meters that you lease sign out from City Hall. So that's basically the consideration for council and why we're proposing the ordinance change. Any questions?
If it's a contractor that comes in and is just starting to develop, how do we, business, I'm on the first line, business license resident, how do we assign them a utility account?
That's an excellent question, and we as staff, Debbie and Terry and I talked about that. And what we're requiring in the language in the current ordinance says they have to have a utility account that's assigned to it. For example, Ernie Lawrence across the street wants some developer to do some work requiring water from a hydrant, which in turn creates the use of the fire hydrant meter. Ernie Lawrence would sign a note, much like a landlord does with a tenant now, that says he's responsible for that meter, the meter charge, and the water volume. So it would always be tied to a utility account.
Well, I'm just thinking if they ever start developing out there on 14th south of the water tower, I mean, that developer not going to have any relations to anybody in town.
Well, some do. Depends on who it is. If it's like Pete Olson, there are accounts. If it's somebody new from outside the city, we're either going to have to, he's going to have to find, he or she, going to have to find a utility customer to assign it to, or we sign them up as a new utility billing account.
My question was, it may be related to this, but it has to do with the given away of water, which we kept, and it's the pipe stand behind the fire department.
Yes.
That one time we talked about possibly metering that with a card or something in the past. Do we need to look at that too?
My very first council meeting almost 9 years ago, that was on the agenda that night. And it's been wrestled with numerous ways. I have tasked Terry enough. She wants to go to find a card system that will work, and that's what we're going is to a card lock system. It is about, I may be wrong just a little bit, it's about $12,000 to put that in.
Okay. Is there any way, first of all, I agree with this 100%. In fact, I think it's too lenient still. Is there any way they can give us a credit card and we'll handle it that way?
I don't know. I'd have to check with my
Versus they give us a credit card number. It's kind of like if you're familiar with Redbox, you slide your credit card and for each day it's a dollar, and after 20 days you own it.
Yes.
So if we have their credit card number, if they don't return it, we just sell it to them, charge it to their credit card.
I don't know.
Are we able to do that? Well, no. What the problem is there when you say, if not redeemed by date, purchase is required. Well, you'll never see the meter, and you'll never see the money.
That's why it's tied to a water utility account, though. If it goes unpaid, the water will be turned off, and that's where that second account comes in. That they're authorizing that this account be set up on their behalf because they're doing work on their land. And I think your question is coming from, if I was a developer and I came in and I purchased that piece of land and I'm brand new to the city,
right,
I'm not going to have anybody to tie a utility account. We'll have to set them up via utility account.
Yeah, but so they get halfway through construction, go bankrupt, and they fold up and walk away. We still got no means to get money from them.
Yeah. Well, that's an extreme case. We might be able to lien something if we have the right data. I don't know. We'd have to look into that one. But just to let you know, you hit the nail on the head when you said the meters will just walk away. That's what's happening now. I'll give you a good example. Terry stopped to check a meter, a hydrant meter, last summer for a local business, a local company. And when he got there, he saw that that meter looks a little funny. It doesn't look like our meter. And just when he drove, he was there, a person from that company drove up. And Terry asked the guy, what's this? And the guy said, oh, that's a city meter, the one I checked out from you. Terry said, no, this isn't a city meter. And they argued for a little while, and Terry looked at the truck. When the guy got out, he happened to leave his door open, and there in the floorboard of the truck sat the city meter. He had put one on that didn't register. So we lost money there because we didn't charge for the volume. And that happens a lot, where people take the guts out of it, so it will look like it's functioning, but it won't account for the water flow. So there's a lot of reasons to do this. This gives us a check at least once a month when they go read the meter that it's functioning properly. But you bring up a good point on the other area, Mark, and that's it. What if somebody leaves? Same with a residential unit, a water bill, or they just leave.
Yeah.
We can lien the property or whatever, but that's the most we can tie to it. This is the biggest hook we have, is the water bill.
And I would also mention that when we do these meters, we kind of go out on a limb when we let people hook up to our hydrants. One, they're potentially, they're hooked up to a different port but could be in the way when the fire department goes to use them. And two, all our hydrants are self-draining, and if you don't open them up all the way and mishandle them, they'll just flush out the bottom. So given these guys meters, there's we're a little bit of liability there to begin with. That's why I like the upfront cash and big deposits and some pretty firm rules about these things.
Being associated with the fire department, you understand the need to have that volume of water there in construction.
Right.
Especially if there's wood on the premises.
Right.
They have to have that.
Yeah, that's the other side of the coin. Yeah. That. So yeah, I guess in summary, I support this 100%.
Did you want to increase the fees? You mentioned you thought you were too lenient. You want to go up a little bit?
What's a meter? How much does the meter cost?
Current price is $1,200 for a meter.
See, they only put, I don't know. I'd go like 500 and 800 or something on the deposit, but I thought maybe that's too mean.
It's up to the council.
Yeah.
This is just what we're proposing.
Yeah. I think figures you got on there are about right. 10 years ago, we used to do a lot of this construction meter. Back in those days, like I told Amy earlier, we used to be able to get that free. We just hook up a connection to a hydrant and use whatever water it was that way. But you've got the liability, the same thing what you talked about, the fire department or whatever. At least we've got something, a connection between the contractor and the city. And I think what you've got here is adequate.
Well, I think the fact that the deposit is a deposit, and if they
back
or it doesn't come back in working condition, they're going to buy it.
Yeah.
So they'll be charged the deposit plus the cost of the meter.
And we have the same terms you do with the regular city water bill.
Right.
Yeah.
The whole rent up there trouble anyway. If they're not paying.
We felt this was fair because we don't want to deter development either. So we felt this was a fair amount.
And this has been a long standing problem in public works, I know. It was going on when I was down.
Okay, then if the record is happy with the changes, good, we'll bring it back next week for us. Okay, next item. Cascade Natural Gas franchise.
This is a franchise agreement that the city entered into with Cascade Natural Gas in 1961. It is 50 years old this month. It is expiring this month. So we have drafted a new ordinance, basically slimming down the old one. It had things in it like where and how infrastructure would be developed, well, it's all in, so we took all that out. It was a 50-year lease, and we changed it to 10 years. The reason for that is things are changing so fast in the world today is why have a 50-year lease that ties you to something that you may not be able to live with that far in the future? So we offered 10 years. to Cascade Natural Gas. They have reviewed the document and have indicated that they approve it. Now, that being said, legal also reviewed it, they made some tweaks to it, i.e. the term. Our insurance carrier reviewed it, they added an insurance section in here for liability purposes. Remember, in the last couple of years, we had the Cascade, or not Cascade, but natural gas pipelines blow up in Bellingham, one in California, and there's huge liability, so our insurance carrier put that in here. The Cascade Natural Gas had not seen the new section on insurance premiums, but they approved the rest of the document. So we'd like to bring it back next week and have council sign it, and hopefully this week I can get Cascade Natural Gas to buy off on it also, so we can formalize it next week. Well, and by the way, excuse me, Mayor Pro Tem, the utility tax fund this year received over $114,000 from utility tax fund monies from Cascade Natural Gas. Thank you.
Is there any questions or anything?
How does that, why do we receive it from Cascade when it comes to me and I pay utility tax? Are they, does it actually come from Cascade, or is
yes.
that?
That's that 6% limit that we tax all utilities, well, most all, we can't do some.
Yeah, but are you just referring to natural gas or Cascade? Because Cascade supplies gas to me and I pay the utility tax.
Right. This is the, Cascade has a franchise, and by that, the city grants them the authority to operate in the city limits. They're paying a tax on their profits that they make, us allowing them to work in our city. So they're paying us for that benefit. Mm-hmm. It's also a non-exclusive agreement if you've taken a look at it, which means if somebody new comes into town and they want to run gas or provide more gas for our citizens and industry, this is non-exclusive, so that can happen.
Okay, we'll bring it back to the next case. Okay, committee reports. Anybody have any reports on any committees? I just have one. Met with the Sandhill Crane Festival, as you heard in our last meeting, that they were all prepared to cancel it. We've had a couple meetings since then, and with great help from staff and members of the Sandhill Crane, we're progressing very well with it. They will make a final determination this Friday. We have a meeting again with them, and I think it's looking very well that the Crane Festival will continue on again this year. I also want to thank Mark. I heard you volunteered to help with them this year, and they are, one of their requests was a permanent member from either the council or somebody from the city to sit on their committee, so I might want to think about that.
Were you there when you volunteered?
Yeah. It was New Year's, I think.
It wasn't when I volunteered.
Is there no more committee reports? Unfinished business?
Eamon, I would like a summary. Maybe I was out of the loop, but on well 5, and I never heard the final resolution to that. That's the one along 26, right?
Yes.
And then an update on well 6, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
Any more unfinished business?
Oh, I thought he was going to do that now. Can you
I
do
I
that?
I can do part of that right now.
Okay.
I know from talking to the guys and looking, the stainless steel came out of well number 6 on the bottom.
Well number 6, remember the issue was the screen. We were going to tug on it a couple times until DOE, oops, can't pull it out. And fortunately, as it turned out, They did a little tug and it came right out. The concern was that it was going to come out in pieces and block part of the column. Well, that didn't happen. It came out very clean. The problem then is there was a small cave-in at about the 915-foot level, if that's down. And Kevin Lindsay has been contacted. He believes that perhaps that's the piece of the column where the high fluorides are coming in. So he thinks it may have blocked itself off. So we're testing it now. We've sent samples to Wenatchee to see where the fluorides are. So that's where we're at with well number six. They are 35 days into a 40-day contract, and you have a copy of that in your box late this afternoon. That's a time schedule on it. Is that satisfactory for well six?
So we're just testing now for fluoride? Well, I guess we can't pump anything out of it.
Right.
Nothing's in there.
Right.
Are they going, driving tubes down and testing
yes.
it? Is that what they're doing?
Yep.
Okay.
That's exactly what they're doing.
So if the fluoride's low enough, it's good to go? We just dropped
it? We don't know yet. That's what the tests are for.
Yeah, but if it is?
Oh, if it is, yes.
Just drop the shaft back in and it's...
Yes. Hmm. So the cave-in, the hope is that it sealed off the fluorides. Unfortunately, water is still coming up from the bottom through the cave-in part, but hopefully it's blocked off the fluorides.
So we don't have to do the grout the sides and drill a hole through it?
May not. If it plugged itself off, no. If it didn't, then yes, we will. And it could be the wrong location.
Right.
So they believe that it's where the fluorides were coming in, that it blocked itself off.
So basically they're doing the same test they did before, it taking water samples at different levels
yes.
and trying to...
Yes, and those have been sent to Wenatchee for testing.
Okay.
Well, five is basically complete. We had a couple, three issues. One was LNI inspection on the electrical, which has been done. The pad had to be put in for the motor to be set on. That's done. There's some small issue that we're waiting for Snyder to complete. And I heard it this morning and it just escapes me, but we're waiting for a small issue and that'll be buttoned up.
So it hasn't really started pumping anything yet?
No, we only have one well online that's working due to need. And that's well 7 right now. The rest are operational, we just don't need them. We only have one pump running as of today. It's well 7.
I'm glad you said due to need, because
yeah.
you're...
Okay. Any new business?
There might be some uncomfortable circumstances with our contractor on Main Street, and I wanted to warn you folks, and it concerns the sidewalks. On the bank on 4th and Main, they put a new pad to drive up in, and the gravels kind of sloshes from the road over onto that, and it's just like grinding the top layer off. So I don't know how we're going to do about accepting that or not. And then I heard another bank up the street didn't get the word not to salt soon enough, so they salted, and the top layer is coming off there.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Another bank up the street.
That way?
Yes. So, just want everybody to keep an eye out. I don't know what we're going to do with these sidewalks, but they're just kind of wearing away. In my opinion, they're going to look like the front sidewalk on Main Street. So, it'll be interesting.
Any more new business? Mayor's announcements. The dog license survey has been posted to the city website in the newspaper and will be inserted in the January billings. The ACDC banquet is this Thursday, January 6th at the Nazarene Church at noon. If you're interested in attending, call Grace Shelby at 331-2042, and I think each of the council members got an invitation for that. This is our yearly meeting that we put on and discuss the project. We have a couple of good speakers this year. So I encourage you to come on Thursday if you can. The Sand Hill Crane Festival meeting is Friday, January 7th at 9 a.m. Here at the council chamber. Please come and voice your support for it. And The homeless count is January 27th. If you are interested, please contact Barb Anderson at 488-7180. Any other business? Meeting's adjourned.